It is so good to be here with you today. It is an honor to be back. Some of you know me because I was here 26 years ago. I had the honor of being the first English pastor of this church. And I served here about 9 years. And then God called me to Irvine, California, where I've served for the last 15 years. But as I come back here today, I'm reminded that this is where my home was. And where two of my children were born. And where all three of my children grew up. My oldest son is now 26. And he's in his third year of a 5-year program studying to be a psychologist.
现在他是在医学里面在学一个心理学第五年的第三年头上。
My daughter is 21.
我女儿21岁。
And has just graduated from Westmont College in Santa Barbara, where she lives.
刚从 Santa Barbara 的 Westmont 的大学毕业。
And my youngest is a sophomore.
最小的儿子现在是大学二年级。
In college at Berkeley.
在伯克利上学。
And so we're very happy that our children have grown up. But when they were here, they were very little. And time goes by so fast. This past summer, we went on a vacation, a family vacation. And we went to Colorado. And this was the first time in 6 years that we had a long family vacation together. And the last time we had had a vacation, my children were little. But now they are all adults. And on the last day of our vacation, we decided to go on a hike. And we were already at 8,500 feet where we started. And our goal was to go up almost to 10,000 feet. And it was a 2-mile hike. And we started to climb up the path. And the children would go really fast. And mommy and daddy would go very slow. And so the children would go up a little bit and they wait for us. And we catch up to them. And we would say, we have to rest. And then the children would go a little further again. And then Carol and I would catch up to them. And then we say, we have to rest. And the children were very kind. And they said, Mommy, Daddy, do you want us to carry your backpack for you? And we said, oh, yes, please. So we gave them our backpack. And then they would go back up the mountain. And they disappear. And then finally, we would catch up to them. And they'd be laughing. And then we would rest. And then they would take off again. And then as we would catch up to them, they would say, Mommy, Daddy, hurry up. And we would try to get up to them. Go, oh, they're encouraging us. And we would finally get there. They go, hurry, hurry. And we get there. And we go, why do you want us to hurry? And they said, oh, we're playing a game. So what's the game? They say, well, we try to guess when you will finally get here. And we all make a bet.
我们打了个赌,
how long it will take. And whoever loses the bet has to carry the backpack. And so we learned during that time. That our children have grown up. They're stronger than us. They're faster than us. But when we got to the top of the mountain, it meant much more to Carol and to me than it meant to my children. It was much harder for me to get up the mountain. But being at the top felt better to Carol and to me.
Okay,
because we had to work harder. Because we are older. And we valued it much more. It has been 18 years since I've been here. I've had to climb the mountain of age. And now it means much more to be able to share God's Word. But also, I have a greater appreciation of it. To learn what God has been teaching us. As a family. As those who seek to follow Jesus. And today I was asked to bring a message. Pastor Peter asked me to bring a message about revival. He asked me to bring a message about renewal. And so I wanted to bring this passage to us today. From Ephesians chapter
3.
Because this passage represents so much of what I want for myself. And so much what I want for my children. And what I truly believe is so much that God wants for you and for me.
我真的知道这是上帝要我来进行的一个复兴。
He wants us to experience His love.
他想让我们来经历他的爱。
When I experience the love of my children,
我们在也经历孩子们的爱。
My heart is full.
我的心里就非常的心花怒放。
When I give love to my children,
当我给孩子爱的时候,
and to my wife,
给我妻子爱的时候,
my heart is full.
我的心就非常的充实。
And I know that God's heart for you and for me,
我相信上帝对你对我的,
is to help us to experience His love,
就是要帮助我们来经历他的爱,
completely,
完全的爱,
and fully,
丰盛的爱。
A few months ago, Carol and I got to go to Israel.
几个月以前，我的妻子Carol和我去了以色列一趟。
And before I went to Israel, people asked me, how can we pray for you?
当我们去以色列之前, 大家问我们怎么样为你来祷告。
And I prayed and I asked them to pray for me too, that I would experience God's love.
我就对他们说, 你就为我祷告, 让我来经历上帝的爱。
Going to Israel, we would walk where Jesus walked.
我们去以色列,我们要走耶稣曾经走过的路。
And so I asked people to pray for me that I do not just walk where Jesus walked.
我就告诉大家, 为我祷告的时候, 不仅仅是让我走耶稣基督走过的路。
But pray for me that I will learn to walk as Jesus walked.
我让大家祷告, 让我学习怎么样让基督曾经在这个世界上走过一样的走过我的人生。
And during this time, I learned that for that prayer to happen,
在那一段时间我意识到,
I had to learn to walk with Jesus.
为了让这个祷告真正实现, 我要学习怎么样像耶稣基督那样走。
Now, before I had gone to Israel, this is what Israel meant to me.
在我去以色列之前，以色列就对我来说就是这个样子。
It was just a map.
就是一个地图而已。
This was my first time to go to Israel.
这是我第一次去以色列。
And this is all that I understood.
这就是我对以色列全部的知识。
It was just a picture.
就是一张地图。
And so we flew over to Israel.
我们就飞到以色列。
And we landed over here.
我们落在
特拉维夫。And then after we went to Tel Aviv, we went over to the Sea of Galilee.
从特拉维夫以后，我们去了加利利海。
I read all about this in the Bible.
我在圣经里面，这些所有东西我都在圣经里面读过。
I read all the stories about Jesus in the Sea of Galilee.
我读了所有耶稣在加利利海所有的故事。
But until I went there, all it was a picture to me.
但是在我去之前，这些所有的东西对我来说只是一张地图而已。
I had not yet fully experienced it.
我还没有任何的经历。
But then, after we got to the Sea of Galilee,
等我们去了加利利海以后，
it began to become more real for me.
对我来说就变得非常的真实了。
It looks like Hawaii.
就像夏威夷一样。
As the Sea of Galilee.
这就是加利利海。
And the mountains behind it.
这个背后的那个山。
And all the beautiful palm trees and trees all around the lake.
在这湖边上有很多的棕榈树。
And so I began to ask Jesus to help me to experience him more now that I was there.
我就向耶稣基督祷告，说我既然来到这个地方，求你让我更深的来经历你。
And this is what I would like for you to be asking Jesus for as well.
今天我在这里也想挑战大家，这是你们对耶稣的一个祷告。
To say, Jesus, I want to experience you.
耶稣，我想更多的经历你。
I believe that we are here today because we know that we need Jesus.
我们今天之所以能够来到教会，因为我们知道我们需要耶稣。
I've always known that I need God.
我总是知道，我从来都知道我需要上帝。
But I have not always wanted God.
但是我有的时候不觉得我想要上帝。
But as I get older,
当我更年长一点的时候，
I know that not only do I need God, I want Him more and more.
当我更年长的时候，我不仅知道我需要他，而且我真的要他，想要他。
This is a key for our faith.
这是我们信仰的关键。
To not just want God,
不仅仅是想要耶稣，
but to know how much we need Him.
并且要知道我们是多么的需要他。
And that he will meet us in those places.
然后他会在那些我们需要的地方与我们来相遇。
When my children were little,
当我们的孩子很小的时候，
and they would want many things,
他们想要很多的东西。
And we would say to them, do you want it or do you need it?
我们就告诉他，你是真的仅仅是想要还是你需要他们。
And the children would have to learn at those times.
然后孩子就需要去在那些时候需要去分别。
That there are some things that we want that we do not need.
有的时候我们想要一些东西并不是我们实际上需要的。
And there are times in our lives where we need to want something that is so precious to us we cannot live without it.
在另外一些时候我们知道我们想要一些我们需要知道我们想要一些东西。
That God would want us to know not only that we need His love,
上帝让我们知道我们不仅需要他的爱，
but that we want it more than anything else in all the world.
我们比其他更多东西更加渴望得到上帝的爱。
And this is what our scriptures are teaching us today.
这就是圣经今天向我们所讲的话。
That God would have us to pray like Paul prayed here in Ephesians.
就像在以弗所书设置祷告所祷告的一样。
In verse 16, Paul says, I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his spirit.
就是在16节保罗所祷告的一样，求他按照他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵用大能使你们内在的人刚强起来。这新译本。
Do you need inner strength right now?
你想让里面的力量刚强起来吗？现在
？Do you want inner strength right now? Do you need power in your life right now? And do you want that power to come from God? God's word says that He has unlimited resources. And if we look at the scriptures as more than just words, but as we look at the scriptures as part of our own heart's yearning, then we can learn to experience God's love. So instead of just looking at this scripture as Paul's prayer for us, we can pray this prayer ourselves. So if it was me, I would say, Lord, I, Curtis, pray that from your glorious unlimited resources, you will empower me with strength through your Spirit. And you can say the same thing by putting your word into the scripture.
如果是我来祷告，我会这样祷告说， 我，Curtis， 我会求上帝祷告你，按照你丰盛的荣耀， 借着你圣灵所赐的能力，使我里面的人刚强起来。你们也可以像这样祷告。
God wants to dwell within our hearts.
上帝想住到我们心里面。
He wants us to experience that.
他想让我们真的能够经历这种内住的情况。
And that is why Jesus came.
这就是为什么耶稣基督来到这个世界上。
So that we could know God.
所以我们就可以认识上帝。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 17,
在约翰福音十七章,
verse
26, 第26节,
the Bible says, I have made you known to them, this is Jesus speaking, and I will continue to make you known, in order that the love that you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them.
耶稣基督在这一段经文里面这样说，他说：“我已经将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，使你所爱的，使你所爱我的爱，在他们里面，我也在他们里面。”As
a believer, we can know for certain.
作为一个信徒，我们真的很确信。That
Jesus lives in our hearts.
耶稣住在我们心里面。Jesus
Himself says, "I myself will be in them."
耶稣他说,
and the reason why Jesus lives inside of us
耶稣基督之所以住在我们内心,
is so that we would know that God loves us like He loves His Son. So that the very love that Jesus had in His heart from God
耶稣基督对于上帝的爱，在他心里面对上帝的爱，
is the same love that you and I experience.
正是我们所要经历的对上帝的爱。
That God the Father loves me.
天父上帝爱我们。
I experience Jesus' life in me.
我经历耶稣基督的生命在我的生命里面。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16.
在哥林多前书三章十六节。
The Bible says, don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you?
岂不知你们是上帝的殿，上帝的灵住在你们里头吗？
Not only does Jesus live in us,
不仅耶稣住在我们里面,
but God's Spirit lives in us.
上帝的灵也住在我们里面。
This was His gift to us when we became Christians.
这是当我们作为基督徒的时候，他给我们的礼物。
When we surrendered our lives to Jesus, He came to live within us. And His Spirit came to live within us. And now for the rest of our lives, God wants us to grow in that experience. God has always had His Spirit within us as believers.
我作为一个信徒，上帝灵从来都是住在我们里面的。
But that experience can mature.
但是那种经历需要慢慢的成长。
And it can grow.
真的可以成长的。
When I married my wife 31 years ago,
31年前, 当我和我妻子结婚的时候,
I loved her.
我非常爱她。
But 31 years later, I love her so much more.
31年后, 我爱她更多。
Our love has grown.
我对她的爱一天天在成长。
When my children were born,
当我的孩子出生的时候,
God gave me love for them.
上帝给我爱来爱他们。
The moment I held them,
当我抱着他的那一刻,
I knew I loved them.
我真的知道我爱他们。
I love them so much more now.
但是我现在比那个时候更爱他们。
Than the day they were born.
当他们出生的那一天,
we have a capacity to always grow in love.
我们有能力可以在不断的成长。
Do you love God more now?
你现在比对上帝的爱更多吗?
Than the first day that you knew him.
比你当初最开始认识上帝的时候爱上帝更多吗?
This is what God wants for us.
这是上帝对我们所要求的。
To have a power within us.
让我们里面有能力。
Of his love that keeps on growing.
让他 的爱在我们心里面不断的成长,
that has no end.
没任何的穷尽。
God wants you and me to continue to increase.
上帝要让你和我不断的增长。
To want this.
去想要得到这种经历。
And to need this.
也需要这种经历。
He wants us to experience his love in every part of our lives.
他想让我们在我们生活的每一个层面都来经历他的爱。
And not only does he want us to experience his love, he wants us to trust him in that love.
他不仅要我们要去经历他的爱, 而且要相信, 确信他对我们的爱。
I know I need to trust God.
我知道我, 需要去, 信靠耶稣上帝。
But I need to learn to also want to trust God.
但是我也知道我需要去信靠他。In
verse 17,
第四季节,
the Bible says, then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong.
他说, 基督借着你们的信住在你们心里, 使你们既然在爱中扎根建基。
As God lives in our lives,
当上帝住在我们心里面的时候,
as he lives in our hearts,
当我们住在我们心里面的时候,
we will trust him,
我们会信靠他,
in everything that we go through,
在我们所经历的每件事情当中, 我们都信靠他,
especially in the hard times,
特别是在我们遇到困难的时候,
those are the times when our trust is tested,
那个时候就是我们的信, 我们的信心经历试验的时候。
But God's promise is that we can trust him because he is always with us.
但是上帝, 应许我们, 我们可以真的可以信靠他。
And we can again make this Bible passage real to our own lives.
我们真的可以把这一节圣经的经文成为我们生命当中可以操练的。
By making it our prayer.
成为我们自己的祷告。
Personally putting ourselves in God's word.
把我们自己放在上帝的话语当中。
So if I were to write this scripture as my own prayer, I would say, then Christ will make his home in my, in Curtis's heart, as I trust in him. Curtis's roots will grow down into God's love and keep Curtis strong. You can say the same thing.
如果我把自己这一段经文成为我自己的祷告，我会这样说， 上帝，我祷告你， 求你让我信靠你。 让基督住在我的心里面，让上帝的爱在我里面心里面扎根，使我能够强壮。
God makes his home in our lives as if our hearts are his very place of living.
上帝住在我们心里面，就像他把我们的心当着他的家一样。
The words in English say make his home in our hearts. It is also the same word to mean to say to dwell.
在英文当中, 住在家里面, 其实跟另外一个英文单词客居是一样的。
And this word dwell has two meanings in the Bible.
客居, 有两, 在圣经当中有两个意思。
The first means to dwell as a stranger or to dwell as a visitor.
第一个意思就是作为一个陌生人客居在一个地方，一个外乡人住在一个家以外的地方。
It's like a traveler who stays in a hotel.
就像一个旅行的人住在一个旅馆里面一样。
He only dwells there for a short time.
他在那边仅仅停留一段很短的时间。
But the second word for dwell,
那个客居还有另外一个意思。
Means to make a permanent home.
把它当作永久的家。
A permanent residence.
我们就是永久的居民。
That God would live with us always.
上帝会永远住在我们心里面。
Paul says that when we are connected to Jesus, then our roots of our lives will grow down into God's love.
保罗说，当我们与耶稣基督的生命连接的时候，我们根就能够往下面能够扎根。
And this word roots is botanical. It's talking about a tree.
根是一个植物学的名字。植物学的名词是表示树的根部。
Just like the tree that you see there has deep roots.
就像你看到外面一棵树，它其实下面有很深很深的根。
And when the storms come and fight against it,
当有大风来袭的时候，
the tree will not topple over.
树不会翻倒。
Because its roots are deep.
因为它里面的下面的根是很深的。
And when Paul says that our roots will grow down, he uses another word to illustrate our strength.
当保罗说我们的根向下面扎根生长时，他用了另外一个词。
The words grow down are architectural words.
向下扎根是用在建筑学上面。
It's just like this building has to have a foundation.
就像这个教堂一样，下面应有一个地基。
To grow down means to have a strong foundation.
向下扎根意思是我们有一个很强结实的根地基。
And this is what God wants us to experience, to grow down deep into His love.
这就是上帝所要我们去经历的，就是让我们的爱在他里面不断的扎根。
When Carol and I were in Israel, we went to the famous place called the Temple, and there's a picture here that is of the Western Wall. Maybe you've seen that before in the news.
当 Carol 和我去在以色列的时候，我们去了那个西墙。
The Western Wall is a place where the Jewish people go to pray.
西墙是犹太人去祷告的地方。
And so this part right here is where the men pray.
刚才所指的是男人祷告的地方。
And over here is where the women pray.
右边是妇女祷告的地方。
And this is, of course, called the Western Wall because it's on the west side of the temple complex.
之所以叫做西墙，因为它在圣殿的西边的那边。
And so I wondered why. Why is it that this Western Wall is so famous, so popular?
我有时在不禁纳闷，为什么西墙这么的有名。
And so I asked, why don't they pray on the south wall, or why don't they pray on the north wall?
他们为什么不在南墙，不能在西墙那边接祷告？
So we were told that the Western Wall is very important because of its location to the temple.
有人告诉我说，之所以西墙非常重要，因为它的地理位置很重要。
Now this is a model of what the temple would have looked like in the days of Jesus.
这是耶稣时代的那个圣殿的一个模型。
Right over here is the Western Wall.
那个地方就是西墙。
And then, of course, here is the south and east and north.
南边、西边、北边。
But right here is the temple.
那个就是圣殿的地方。
The holy place.
至圣所。
And the most holy place.
圣所和至圣所。
Well, the temple is no longer there. It was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD.
圣殿已经不在那地方，在70年的时候被罗马人已经毁灭掉了。
And over the 2,000 years, many different countries have come and invaded Jerusalem.
在过去2000年，有很多的国家不断地侵入这个地方。
And now the Muslims actually control the place of the Temple Mount.
现在实际上是穆斯林在控制的这个圣殿所在的地方。
So right here, there no longer is a temple.
在那个地方已经没有圣殿了。
But the Western Wall right here.
但是西墙还在那个地方。
Is become so popular and so important to pray.
就变得非常的重要的一个地方，让人们来祷告。
Because it is the closest to the temple.
因为它是离圣殿最近的那面墙。
And so the people go there because they want to be closer to God. And when I was there, I too went up to the Western Wall.
当我去, 圣殿的时候,
so I went to the Western Wall and I bowed down like these people are. I bowed down, I put my hand on the wall and I prayed. And this was my external expression of my desire for God. And hundreds of other people do that every day.
每天有上百的人都那样做。
We bow down and we pray to God.
我们低头，我们向上帝祷告。
But you know, that is on the top.
但是在这个之上。
That is on the surface.
这是人可以看得见表面的。
There needs to be a foundation for that prayer.
但是我们需要一个根基，做我们祷告的根基。
And so Carol and I were fortunate. We were able to go underneath the Western Wall.
Carol和我很幸运，我们可以走到地底下去。
They have done excavations underneath the wall. So right here is the Western Wall.
在那个西墙的下边。
And then now we are underneath it.
我们在它的下面了。
And when we were underneath the wall, this right here is a huge foundation stone.
哦，那一块是一个非常大的地基的石头。
It is well beneath the surface.
然后当你上面已经有很深的地方。
And when we were going through the tour, they explained to us that this is the largest foundation stone they have found.
那个导游告诉我们，他说这是地基当中最大的那一块石头。
It is 45 feet long.
它是45尺长。
It is 12 feet high.
12尺高。
It is 14 feet deep.
14尺深。
And it weighs 570 tons.
重570吨。
570 tons is two jumbo jets fully loaded.
570磅相当于两架满载的波音747。
Back in 70 AD,
回到公元70年,
when the Romans attacked Jerusalem,
当罗马人, 进攻耶路撒冷的时候,
and they destroyed the temple,
他们毁灭了圣殿,
and they destroyed part of the walls,
他们也把一部分墙也毁掉了。
They could not destroy the foundation stone.
但是他们没办法把地基毁掉。
It was too big.
因为太大了。
It was too strong.
太强壮了。
And they had to leave it there.
所以他们只好就放在那个地方。
And the foundation stone remains there to this day.
所以到今天为止, 那块地基的石头还在那个地方。
And it will remain there until Jesus returns.
我相信到耶稣再来的时候，他一直会待在那个地方。
And this is a picture of what it means for you and me to have a real foundation.
这对我们来说也是一个很好的提醒，我们的根基就像那块石头一样。
I can go on top of the wall and pray.
我可以在那个墙之上，在墙上面，地上面来祷告。
And I can look very religious.
我可以看起来非常的敬虔。
Or I could be very sincere.
我也看起来非常的真实，真诚。
And I go to the wall and I bow and I touch the wall and I pray.
我挨近墙，我双手放在墙上，我可以祷告。
But the reality of my experience,
但是我真正的经历是,
is not dependent upon my prayers on top by the wall.
不仅仅是依靠我的祷告，外在的祷告，不仅仅在于我靠着墙来祷告。
The reality of my experience is what's happening beneath the surface.
但是我真实的经历应该在我的里面。
What is happening within my heart?
在我内心里面所发生的,
what is happening within our hearts?
在我们每个人内心里面所发生的,
we can come to church like we are today.
我们可以像今天一样来到教会。
This is being on top of the foundation.
这个是在地基之上的事情。
If we are going to have any church with an excitement and a revival about Jesus,
如果我们想要一个教会来复兴，在基督里面不断的成长，
then we will not just come to church on the surface.
我们不仅仅是每天来到教会。
We will experience the foundation of Jesus deep in our hearts.
我们要经历耶稣基督作为基石在我们内心里面。
When we come to church on Sunday, it's only for a few hours, one day a week.
我们今天来教会只是仅仅的一两个小时。
And then we go home and we live and we work.
然后我们就回到家里面，我们过每平常的每天的生活。
But it is during those times.
但是那正是在那些时候。
That truly tests our faith.
那是对我们信仰真实的一个考验。
And that also grows our faith.
也是我们信仰可以成长的地方。
To have a desire for a strong foundation.
让我们内心有更多的渴望，让我们的根基更加牢固。
To be able to experience all that God has for us.
我们要经历上帝所预备的所有的一切。
We need that.
我们需要那些。
And God wants us to want that.
上帝也想我们得到那些。
And so when Paul goes on in his prayer, he explains to us how we become motivated to want that kind of foundation.
当保罗继续祷告的时候，他就希望我们能够明白那是多么重要。
In verse 18, the Bible says, And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love is.
在以弗所书三章十八节，保罗说，能和众圣徒一同领悟基督的爱是多么的长阔高深。
God wants you and me to experience the fullness of His love.
上帝要我们经历耶稣基督爱的丰盛。
The greatness of His love.
爱的伟大。
When we experience God's love, then we want Him more.
当我们经历耶稣的爱的时候，我们真的才需要他更多。
It's just like when I first saw my children after they were born.
就像我孩子刚出生的时候，我对他们的教导。
After they were born, I was so filled with love.
当我他们出生以后，我对他爱是多么的多。
I didn't then say, "Well, that's good. Now I'm done."
我没有说，哎呀，真的，你已经出生了，所以我现在不管你了。
I wanted to grow in love with them.
我想，我对他们，我希望我对他们的爱不断的成长。
How would you feel if you were a parent?
你作为一个父母，有对孩子是怎么样一个感受呢
？And your children did not want to love you.
如果你的孩子说他不爱你，你会有什么样的一个感受
？You would be broken.
你会心碎的。
You would be hurt.
你会受到很大的伤害。
We want our children to love us.
我们想要我们的孩子来爱我们。
What makes our children want to love us?
但是是什么东西让孩子可以爱我们呢
？Is that we love them?
是因为我们先爱他们。
That's normal.
这是一个很平常、再普通不过的一件事情。
That's what God wants.
这就是上帝所要给我们的。
Now imagine God.
现在想象一下上帝。
We are reborn as Christians.
我们是在基督里面重生的人。
He sees us come to know Jesus. He sees us to come to know Jesus.
他希望我们再次来去寻求耶稣基督。
And he's so excited about loving us.
他实在是爱我们，所以他非常的对我们的非常的兴奋。
And he wants to love us more.
他想对我们爱更多。
And he wants us to love him more.
他要我们对他爱更多。
But then suppose we say, God, I don't want to love you anymore.
假如我们对上帝说，上帝啊，我真的不爱你。
How would God feel?
上帝会怎么想呢？
He would feel sad for us.
他会觉得非常的伤心。
For all that we're missing.
For 他会伤心，我们真的会失去很多的东西。
Paul did not want that.
保罗不希望这种事情会发生。
He wanted the Ephesians to want to know God's love.
他想让以弗所的信徒们知道上帝的爱。
And so he told them how much God loves them.
于是他告诉以弗所的信徒，上帝是多么的爱他们。
He says, I want you to know how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is.
他告诉以弗所信徒说，上帝的爱是多么的长阔高深。
Longer than the foundation stone.
比那个基石要更长。
Higher and deeper than it.
比那个基石更深。
He wants us to know in His Word and in our lives the experience of this love.
他想让我们从他的话语里面经历这种深的爱。
And so if I put my name into the Scriptures and I pray it for myself,
所以如果我用这段话来做我自己的祷告的话。
Then I would say, and may I, Curtis, and you would put your name in there. May I have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, and how deep His love is.
我会这样向上帝祷告，主啊，就是我 Curtis， 像所有属于上帝之人一样，来认识耶稣的爱是何等的长阔高深。
And as I experience that love, we experience that love together.
我来经历这种爱,
Paul says, as all God's people should.
保罗说,
that means all of us.
那个意思是指我们所有的人,
so if I love Jesus,
如果我爱耶稣,
I share that love with you.
我把这种爱跟大家来分享,
if you love Jesus,
如果你爱耶稣,
you share that love with everybody else around.
所以你就跟你周围所有的人来分享,
this is what it means to experience God's love.
这个就叫做什么样经历上帝的爱,
it's as wide as all of mankind.
耶稣基督的爱比所能够覆盖所有的人类,
God's love is as long as all eternity.
上帝耶稣基督的爱可以持续到永恒,
God's love is so deep to reach any person, no matter how bad they may feel they are.
耶稣爱之深可以,
and God's love is so high that He will bring us to be with Him in heaven forever when we leave the earth.
耶稣爱之高可以上到天堂, 让我们所有信靠的人可以在天堂里面直到永远。
This is what will make us as God's church strong.
这个是上帝的教会强壮的地方,
and joyful,
有喜乐,
and loving,
有爱,
and will continue to feed into the next generation.
我们不断地把这种, 爱能够放在下一代里面,
the only thing that truly matters,
真正, 有要紧的事情是,
which is the love and the grace of Jesus Christ.
是耶稣基督的有恩典的爱,
and that's why He came. In verse 19,
在第19节,
Paul prays, may you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully.
保罗说, 并且知道他的爱是超过人所理解的, 使你们被充满,
it is a great love.
这是个伟大的爱,
it is greater than we can fully understand.
上帝爱之伟大,
but it is a love that God has given to us so that we may experience it.
但是这个爱正是上帝要给我们,
so that we may be made full with all of His love.
所以我们可以有机会,
God wants us to be complete.
上帝要我们要完全。
In verse 19 at the end it says, then, after all this has happened, after we experience God's love, then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God.
在第十节后半部分, 保罗说, 使你们被充满, 得到神一切的丰盛。
God wants us to want and to know how much we need to be full.
上帝想让我们知道我们是多么的需要, 并且 要得到上帝爱的丰盛。
Can you imagine what it'd be like to be able to say, I know I am complete?
试想一下, 当我们可以自豪地说, 我们在耶稣里面是完全的, 这是种什么样的感觉?
I know that my life is full.
我知道我的生命是, 完全的。
I know that my life has power from God.
我知道我的生命有从上帝来的能力。
So that we could say like Paul this prayer.
我们就可以像, 保罗一样那样祷告,
so that you put your word in the prayer and it's yours as well.
所以你用你自己的话语像保罗, 保罗那样祷告,
that you are complete.
你是完全的,
that you are full.
你是有丰盛的生命,
with life and power.
用有耶稣基督来的生命和能力,
it is how we continue to grow as individuals.
作为个人, 这是我们,
We are to always be growing in the Lord. In Ephesians 5:18, the Bible says, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit.
在以弗所书5章18节那里说, 不要醉酒, 酒能使人放荡, 来要被圣灵充满。
We are constantly to be touched by God's Spirit.
我们, 每天都能够被圣灵的触摸。
Every individual.
每一个人,
but it's not just for us ourselves.
但是不是对,
we are to share it with the church. In Ephesians chapter 1, Paul said, the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills everything in every way.
在以弗所书啊一章二十二三节那里说，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
We are all part of the church.
我们是教会的一部分。
And as we are filled, the church becomes more full.
当我们充满教会的话，教会就会被充满。
With the fullness of Jesus in the church.
当耶稣基督的丰满充满教会的时候
，The church continues to experience God's love.
在教会就不断的经历了上帝的爱，耶稣基督的爱。
We always need to continue to mature.
我们总是需要不断的在基督里面不断的成熟。
We will stop growing physically.
不仅仅是身体上成熟
，But we must never stop growing spiritually.
我们不，而且更重要的在灵性上不断的成熟。
In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13.
在以弗所书四章十三节
Paul continues and he says, until we reach the unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
保罗继续说，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
I want my children to mature.
我想让我的孩子能够成熟。
I want them to grow up to be everything God made them to be.
我想他们长成上帝所希望他们成为的样式。
I want my relationship with my wife to mature.
我希望我和我妻子之间的关系能够更加的成熟。
I want my marriage to be everything God made it to be.
我想让我的婚姻充满上帝所要祝福的每一样的事情。
God wants you to experience everything you were made to be.
上帝希望你们每个人都经历上帝。
And it comes by having a full relationship with Jesus Christ.
只有当我们跟耶稣基督有这个真实的关系的时候。
In Colossians chapter 2, Paul said, For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body.
在哥罗西书二章九节那里说，因为神本性的一切丰盛都有形有体的住在基督里面。
Christ lives in us.
基督住在我们里面。
The fullness of God.
上帝的丰盛。
Jesus prays that his church would be united.
基督祷告他的教会会在主里面合一。
In John chapter 17, Jesus prayed, I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me.
在约翰福音十七章那里说，我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道我爱他们如同爱我一样。
Unity, love, maturity.
合一，爱，成熟。
They all come in our relationship and experience with Jesus.
都是从我们跟耶稣基督的关系而来。
My prayer for us is that we would want this more than anything else.
我们希望得到这些比其他更多世上更多其他任何的事情更需要这些。
To experience Christ's love in our lives.
在我们的生命当中生活当中经历耶稣基督的爱。
St. Patrick was a missionary from Britain to Ireland in the 5th century.
圣徒Patrick 是五世纪从英格兰到爱尔兰的一个宣教士。
And he wrote a prayer that is precious.
他写了一个祷告是如此的对我们来说如此的宝贵。
And it's a prayer that we would want to pray ourselves.
我们真的希望用他那样的祷告来作为我们自己的祷告。
The prayer is this. It says, Christ with me. Christ before me. Christ behind me.
他的祷告当中有这样的话语，基督和我同行，他在我前面，他也在我后面。
Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me.
基督在我里面，他在我以下，他也在我以上。
Christ on my right, Christ on my left.
基督在我右边，基督也在我左边。
This is God's promise to us.
这是上帝对我们的应许。
that His presence is always with us.
他永远与我们同在。
And He invites us to know this love every day.
他要求我们来认识这种爱。
To experience His love.
来经历他的爱。
To open our hearts to Him.
让我们的心向他能够敞开。
To not just say, God, I love you.
不仅仅说上帝我爱你。
But to hear God say to your heart, I love you.
更渴望上帝对我们的心来说话，我爱你。
Christ loves you.
啊，耶稣爱你。
He wants you to experience that love.
他要你经历这种爱。
Today.
今天。
And forever.
到永远。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father.
天父上帝。
We come before you with a desire.
我们到你面前来有一个心愿。
To experience your love.
来经历你自己的爱。
May we experience it deep in our hearts.
让我们在我们内心里面经历的爱更多更深。
May we know how much you love us.
让我们知道你是多么的爱我们。
That we would love you.
我们如此可以爱你。
Thank you for your love for us.
谢谢你对我们的爱。
That we see upon the cross.
我们看到十字架上面。
And we praise you for your power.
我们为你在十字架上的能力来祷告。
That we know from the empty grave.
从空的坟墓里面。
That you are alive.
你还是仍然活着。
And that your love is available to us.
你的爱对我们来说是真实可触摸的。
Lord, help us to receive your love.
主帮助我们来接受你的爱。
In every place of our hearts.
在我们心里的每一个角落都能够接受你的爱。
We ask for your grace.
我们祈求你的恩典。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢克里斯摩斯。